Test 68, Section 2, Question 20. This one is a flaw question. We're looking for what's wrong with the argument. And as we look at this one, we get the following. It says, study found that when rating the educational value of television shows, parents tend to base it primarily on how much they themselves enjoyed it, rarely take into account the views of educational psychologists as to their show's educational value. So basically, when they rate educational value, it's, do I like this or not? And they ignore the educational psychologist. Accordingly, if psychologists' views are sound, parents have little reason to trust their own ratings of the educational value of children's television shows. So if the psychologist's views are sound, they have little reason to trust their own ratings. Now, the problem here is maybe the parents and the psychologists agree. Maybe they both, what parents enjoy also happens to be what psychologists view as educationally valuable. So that it assumes that there's a difference between the two just because one group doesn't take into account the other person's view. So, A, relies on a sample that is likely to be unrepresentative of the population. It's not a sampling problem here. Takes for granted that parents do not enjoy the same sort of children's television shows that children themselves enjoy. Well, we don't really know anything about what children themselves enjoy. It doesn't matter. Takes for granted educational value of a show should be the only consideration for a parent. Don't have to assume anything about it being the only one. It says takes for granted and goes outside. Fails to rule out the possibility parents' ratings of the show based on their own enjoyment coincide closely with the educational psychologist's views of the show's educational values. That would actually be very good. That's exactly what we said. It's that maybe the parents and the psychologists coincide in their views. Maybe they're the same. Takes for granted that educational psychologists are the only people who can judge. We don't have to assume that they're the only people, just that they are. That's just saying if they are right, then what will happen? And so we don't even have to assume that they're right. So therefore, answer choice D is our best answer.